Are you sleeping in your childhood bedroom when you go home for the holidays? Because we want to know a little bit about that situation if you are.
It's Elizabeth and Radar. Look out for some flurries today and overnight tonight. That's about all that's in the weather forecast. High of 32 today.
Well, when I was looking online, they were saying that 1 in 4 people do go home for the holidays and then have to stay in their childhood bedroom. And they're saying that it can be challenging sometimes if the bedding is still the same. Especially if you bring your significant other with you to stay in the childhood bedroom.
And I have the, maybe you have the Star Wars sheets and the comforters.
The new kids on the block bedding like what I had when I was little. So they're saying that if you do have to go back home, and if you are bringing a significant other with you and you're staying in your childhood bedroom, sure, there could be posters and trophies and medals and some of that stuff or your pictures from high school or whatnot.
Yeah.
The bedding has to change. Otherwise, what? You're going to not be able to focus on things if the bedding is still.
Who says you're going to need to focus on anything but sleep? What are you talking about?
Producer Dave, what?
I feel like I would like want the bedding to be the same. I feel like if I came home and my room was all the same except for my sheets, I'd be like, what's going on in here, Mom? I can't get in this headspace now. It's completely different.
And
it
then,
would throw me off my game.
And then
so if I had a focus, I'd be thrown off.
Yeah, and then Producer Dave will say, well, I can't even sleep in this bed. Mom, move over. I'm going to snuggle up.
Exactly. Right?
Whoa,
that's what you would
really
do.
Take you back to your childhood.
Exactly.